9:36 on WTMJ. I'm Libby Collins. A little bit later on, we're going to take a look at what goes on behind the scenes of a reality cooking show. As we give you a little preview of our conversation with Milwaukee chef Adam Pollock from the Egg and Flour Pasta Bar. That's all this half hour. Right now, though, it is PTSD Awareness Month. So let's turn to Dr. Mike Zussman. He is the vice president of the Wisconsin Psychologic Society. Dr. Mike, what exactly is PTSD?
So PTSD stands for post-traumatic stress disorder, and it's a reaction to an event that happens where someone either witnesses or experiences themselves a life-threatening occurrence. For some people, it's something they see that they've actually experienced, an awful accident, or they were in an accident themselves, which they have memory of, and there is a serious threat to their life, possibility of them dying or the other person dying, and they experience that.
How severe are the symptoms?
It depends on the person. Some people can be a little more resilient, and they can experience something like that, and it will affect them, but not severely, while others can be pretty severely impacted, and it can affect their lives for years after the event.
How is PTSD treated?
With various modalities, there are several options you can do, one of which, of course, is therapy. Different forms of therapy, such as cognitive behavioral therapy. There's also something called EMDR.
What's EMDR?
EMDR is a method used, it's always by someone who's trained, focused training on how to do EMDR, and it stands for eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing. It's a process going through different eye movements, just like we do in REM sleep, based on how the clinician will do it, can help the brain refocus and sort of rewire to help the person cope with the trauma and the experiences they're having now related to the event.
When people undergo treatment for PTSD, is it a long-term process, or can sometimes it be taken care of maybe in just a session or two?
You know, if it truly is PTSD, if they fit the criteria, and I don't know of anyone that could really go through that in just one or two sessions. In order to meet that criteria, your life has to be pretty affected. Due to that fact, it's going to take a long-term course of therapy to overcome that.
Are there certain professions that are more inclined to suffer from PTSD than others?
Yeah, you know, one of the criteria for PTSD, and that's a really good question, is that exposure to life-threatening or ongoing trauma. So, for example, a social worker who has to deal with ongoing child abuse cases and seeing the after effects and working with the kids from those cases can actually start to fit criteria for PTSD. And, of course, anyone in any type of emergency help, whether it's police officers, whether it's EMTs in any of those fields, without a doubt, can be more prone to it. And then, of course, PTSD has its history and stems from all the way back in World War I. Anyone in the military who's engaged in some kind of combat can be very prone to PTSD.
If a person's been treated successfully for PTSD, can things trigger them where they can have a recurrence of the condition?
You know, PTSD is one of those things that can be that ghost that haunts you throughout your life. And there are definite times when you undergo therapy and you're feeling good, and then there can be those triggering events without a doubt. Hopefully, if you've gone through thorough therapy, whether that involves medication or not, and therapy was effective for you, you can experience those triggering events and experience some symptoms, but not go back to fitting all of the criteria for PTSD like you did before.
If anybody out there thinks they or a loved one is suffering from PTSD, are there places they can go to get more information?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things you can do is do a little research on the internet by going to the APA website, so American Psychological Association or the American Psychiatric Association. There'll be some good information on there about the criteria for PTSD. You can learn about the different forms of stress response, whether it's acute stress disorder or something else on that spectrum, and find out more information and decide for yourself, well, yeah, I kind of meet these criteria, so I really should be reaching out to get myself some help.
Dr. Mike Zussman, thank you. It is always great to have you here.
I appreciate it, Libby. Thank you.
And Dr. Mike's practice is at Sunrise Counseling in Whitefish Bay. He is vice president of the Wisconsin Psychologist Association. It's 9:42, 53 degrees at WTMJ. What's going on Conversations today? We'll tell you right after this. It's all ahead on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News.